Zondervan presents Naomi and Her Daughters by Walter Wongeren, Jr., read by the author.
Part 1, Milka. Chapter 1, A Present Rage. A cry is heard in Judah. Lamentation and bitter weeping. The women of Bethlehem are weeping for their daughter and refusing to be consoled because she is no more. 400 women in black robes stand on rooftops. They tear their hair. They stretch their arms wide under heaven. They throw back their heads and whirl, robes billowing. Milka! They howl, wolves keening on the air. Milka! Milka of the White Hands, 16 years old, the young wife whose cheeks they kissed not 3 days ago, and unto whom they waved farewell as she departed with her husband for his home in Ephraim, Milka is no more. She will never come home again. Until the evening meal, this had been an unremarkable day. By mid-afternoon, the women were preparing for supper by grinding grain in their handmills, producing the genial sound of a village at work. Children small enough, still to be playing in the lanes, began to smell barley cakes baking. Time to twaddle home. As the sun descended and shadows grew too long for labor, the farmers came back through the gate. They paused in the public square to discuss the date harvest. Difficult, because the palms grew far down great escarpments near the shores of the Salt Sea. Just before they separated, while each farmer turned to his house, a man came sprinting into town. He fell to his knees and gasped for air. He wore a loin...